Breathing in a lungful of Tehran air is a full frontal assault on the respiratory system. Your eyes sting, your nose burns, your lungs tighten. A thick petrochemical smog hangs over this city of 12 million people for much of the year, bathing it in a purpley-grey haze. At times, the pollution is so bad that it blocks the view of the Alborz Mountains to the north, where wealthy Tehranis escape to ski and take a break from the chronic overcrowding. Aging cars encrusted in rust hurtle in every direction, coughing out exhaust fumes. Trying to follow another vehicle through Tehran's streets is almost impossible because the majority of them are identical. Some 70% of cars on the capital's roads are battered, white, or should I say white-ish, pecans. To British eyes at least, the pecan, Iran's equivalent to the East German Trabant, looks familiar. It's a locally made version of the Hillman Hunter, a box-like saloon manufactured in the UK during the 1960s and 70s. Production of the Hillman Hunter ended in Britain in 1979, but its Iranian brother survived. Millions of them have rolled off the production line at the state-owned Iran Khodro car plant west of Tehran, providing several generations of Iranians with an affordable, if not luxurious, mode of transport. Pre-revolutionary models are said to be particularly sturdy and surprisingly feisty. Like workhorse car marks the world over, Skoda, Lada, and of course Trabant, the Pecan is the butt of countless jokes. Telling an Iranian friend who's looking for you in a swarm of traffic that I'm the one in the white Pecan is sure to raise a smile. You and just about every other motorist in Iran, they'll reply. But the ubiquity of the Pecan has its benefits. Replacement parts are easy to find, and any mechanic can strip one down with his eyes closed. I had the same Pecan for 16 years, Nada Yekhtekhar told me, as we inched our way through the rush hour. I could go into any bazaar in any village in Iran, and I'd find someone who could fix it. Mechanics love them, because they're so easy to repair. That's why so many Iranians drive a Pecan. Another reason for the Pecan's popularity is that having a car crash in Tehran is as commonplace as getting a parking ticket in other cities. The sound of shattering headlights is never far away. If you have an accident in a Pecan, it's not going to cost you much to get the car back on the road, Nada Yekhtekhar explained. If you've got a foreign vehicle, though, it'll set you back a small fortune. For young Iranians, their Pecan often becomes a symbol of personal identity. Tehrani boy racers customize theirs with sports wheels, bucket seats, and streamlined bumpers. You can hear the music thumping through the speakers of their in-car CD player long before they actually glide into view. Souped-up Pecans even compete for honors at the weekly car races at the Azadi Sports Stadium in the west of the city. It seems, however, that the Pecans' days are finally numbered. Iran Khodro is looking to the future and has ambitious plans to team up with international manufacturers to build luxury cars. The trusty Pecan is no longer part of its long-term strategy. It's being gradually phased out, and the final one will roll off the production line next year. It'll be a sad day for Iran when that happens, but the Pecan's attractive combination of affordability and reliability means it'll be many years yet before this unlikely object of national pride and affection finally disappears from the streets.